Myself and Gary have been flat out doing the maths here. We think we have it right. So we have on how these prelim,
it was all us, you
know. How all these prelim quarterfinals are going to go. What we do know is Aroo, who won today against Glenfinn, finish on 8 points. St Union's, Niamh Connell and Kilcare finish on 7. And those four sides are all through directly to the quarterfinals in 3 weeks' time, okay? They have a break of 3 weeks. There's a break for everybody next week, and then the following week it's the prelim quarterfinals. So, the way we see it, Glenswally and Gweedore have finished in a tied for fifth position on 6 points. Glenswally finishing fifth, Gweedore finishing on sixth, and they have been separated there by score difference in that situation. McCools have finished 7th on 5 points. Clohanilly finished 8th on 4. 9th also on 4 is Ardra. Four Masters finish in 10th on 3 points. And then things are getting interesting in 11th, 12th and 13th. Dunloe finish 11 on 2 points. Glenfinn finished 12th on 2 points. And St. Noel's finished 13th on 2 points. And they stay in the bottom 4 by just 1 point on score difference. Dunloe and Glenfinn safe into the prelim quarterfinals. Also on that bottom four, St. Michael's 14th on 1 point, and then Milford 15th and Killybegs 16th, both with 0 points, and they're just separated by one score on score difference. So the prelim quarterfinals, which will be officially confirmed, I'm sure, later by Donegal GAA, will be Glenswally against Glenfinn. Gweedore once again will play Dunloe. Of course, they met this evening. Gweedore won it by just a single score. McCools will take on Four Masters, and Clohanilly will take on Ardra. Some very interesting prelim quarterfinal pairings there.
Yeah, you know, the real interesting one, you know, that stands, I suppose, Gweedore and Dunloe, them after knocking the head of each other this evening, 9-8, so it was, they meet again in a couple of weeks' time. Probably, you know, Dunloe will be the happier to come out of that there and listen to Brendan Devaney on the phone, Osh, and you might get him to go to the next one. what he got, but, you know, they were well down during that game, so and they'll want another cracking to come back so close. And then you have the local derby, the Glen and Glenfinn after that there. I mean, there was nothing between them, the championship they played over the last number of years. McCools and Four Masters, you know, McCools will fancy chances there. Four Masters feel they've been disrespected a lot in the media recently, so young and upcoming sides. We have Clohanilly will probably fancy getting over our draw in the last game.
As for the bottom four, St. Noel's, one point probably would have put them into the prelim quarterfinals. When I say one point on score difference, yes, they probably would have needed two, but they finished on minus 15 and finished in 13th spot. And they again will have to play Killybegs, who finished bottom of the table. And the other relegation game is going to be St. Michael's against Milford.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be two cracking games on our local derby, St. Noel's as well. Yeah, as you said, you know, on the scoreboard, they're minus 15. Glenfinn minus 14. There's nothing, and it just shows you play to the whistle. That's how important this championship table is. Actually, you know, that's probably the most evident has been there, because that's the tightest where it's come down to a place in the table, and it's significant because there's a difference going to relegation playoff and the difference going into the prelims. So Michael's, you would expect, will have enough to get over Milford in the other game. You know, it's probably a really disappointing year that Michael Langan, of course, missing for them. He'll be back next year. So Noel's won the day, late goal apparently, from the reporters, what we hear. You know, Killybegs, traditional club. My God, you couldn't believe or see them go down to intermediate